Welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Vinson.
I'm Sean McLean.
And I'm Roy King.
And it's been a while since we've recorded virtually, fellas. We got spoiled for a bit of time in the cabin. But yeah, I feel like it's been like a month or so, at least.
Yeah.
Not too far off.
Getting there, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tonight we are recording a couple of our Patreon listener request episodes. The first one we're doing is for Amy, and it is the 2022 film I Love My Dad, starring James Morosini and Patton Oswalt, also directed and written by Morosini, based on a true story of his life. This is the brief IMDb synopsis. A hopelessly estranged father catfishes his son in an attempt to reconnect.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. That's a bit.
That happened.
Yeah. So, Ryan, what did you think of I Love My Dad?
Well, first off, I want to say I like that somebody picked, like, a film from this year.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, because most of the time people are just going to be like, oh, I'll make you watch one of my favorite films. So that was nice.
Yeah, an unexpected surprise.
Right,
definitely
yes.
is going to help me pad the stats this year.
Yeah, one more for Sean.
Yeah, I'm woefully behind this year, so just another
notch in
the column.
Somehow both on his best of and worst of.
Guys,
I only watched 11 films this year. Yeah,
exactly. So there's going to be some overlap.
I love Patton Oswalt, but I don't know how many films I've seen him in. I love his stand-up.
Yeah.
But I liked this movie in the end. I was a little concerned at first because I was like, I don't always like movies where, like, people think that they're talking to somebody else. And then it's like, I feel like the whole conjuncture of the film is going to be, oh, surprise, it was me all along. But this doesn't necessarily play out that way. And I liked a lot of the things they did as far as how they approached, like, when he was talking to who he thought was the girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then how they kind of turned that on its head when he found out that it wasn't. And they did a lot of cool stuff in that manner that we will get into, but I liked it. Sure. I thought it was a great film.
Sean.
Yeah, I liked it. I know even just describing the, brief synopsis of it, there is kind of a heavy cringe / ick factor that you kind of have to get over. If you can separate that and you can kind of see past it, there is a lot of heart to this movie, and there are some really kind of tender and touching scenes between Morosini and Oswalt. So I did like it. I thought it was, there were some really good, cool parts, and like Ryan said, you know, I did like how they were showing in between, like when he thought he was talking to, you know, the girl, but it was actually Patton Oswalt. But Patton Oswalt in this one was really pulling a lot of heavy weight on it. And I think he did a stellar job really selling it, because this could have gone really bad really quickly, but he found a way to ground it. And I thought he did a really good job in this.
Can I just interject real quick that we kind of glossed over the fact that when we say that he's talking to the, it's all through social networking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all like, so I don't want you to think that he's like talking to his dad and thinking it's a, like,
sure.
Well, yeah, yeah. Mm. If you're
over the
familiar,
phone.
Yeah, familiar with how catfishing works, it's normally
right. Yeah, yeah
through
right,
social okay. media. So yeah.
All right, Mr. King.
Yeah, I feel similarly to everyone so far. I thought it was pretty good. I thought for an early like newcomer, it was pretty well directed. Those conversations were very cool, and I liked the actress who played Becca a lot. I thought she also brought a lot of charm to that character, especially, I mean, and she did both sides of it really well for her, the real version of Becca, and that whole like climax at the end was pretty hard to watch. And I thought that everybody sold it really well. And it wasn't what I expected. I was expecting it to be a lot like, oh, we're funny. Like they were trying to force too much humor in it, but they just kind of took it as it is. And some of the situations were kind of funny, but mostly it wasn't. It was it took everything pretty seriously.
Had some heavy, heavy material.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like this kid was you know, had attempted suicide, so his mental stability was, like, kind of always in question. And, like, I can understand Patton Oswalt, or the dad's decision to be like, oh, I just want to talk to him, and then not wanting to hurt him, you know, like, so he got swept up in his own lie, whether he wanted to or not. He just, like, kept letting it go because he didn't want to hurt his son and drive him over the edge, you know. So I thought it was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I, you know, when it was recommended, I watched the trailer for it just to kind of like, okay, what am I watching? I was like, okay, I know what this movie is going to be. And I watched it and it was not that. And then I rewatched it not long ago just to kind of like hone up again on what the movie is.
Modest brag, you're way ahead of the curve watching the film.
Guys, I don't want to brag, but I did watch this in August when it was recommended to us.
Yeah. I mean, none of us watched it yesterday at, you know.
But hey, way to break Apple, where it was like, guys, y'all can't watch the same movie at the same time.
Oh, man. I tried to start this at 8 o'clock last night, and I got that error message, and I was like, all right, I see what we're all doing right now.
But I also really like this movie. I thought, same thing. Like, all I knew that guy was from Sex Lives of College Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a kind of a bit part in that. So, you know, him doing all of the work on this, I was impressed. There are some really funny parts, and a lot of the funny parts are from the supporting cast, which we haven't gotten into, but, like, Lil Ray Howery's in it, and he is so great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is really funny.
And Rachel Dratch is in it, and she's also pretty funny.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
For at least 75% of us. I'm not saying who.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I was excited to see Rachel Dratch in it, but I didn't think she was very funny.
But some of us with our Puritan beliefs... And Roy's dressed like a pilgrim right now. It's very strange.
It's almost like Thanksgiving, so he's got to get in the mood.
I don't like that word. I will not laugh.
I don't know. It was just too forceful.
No.
I felt like, for me, that was forced comedy, and I didn't respond to it.
No, it's fine. But I do like, so we haven't really talked, we kind of read the IMDb synopsis, but I like that in the opening, kind of the opening credits, they're able to give you enough backstory to know where we are, where it's just a string of voicemails. Patton Oswalt is leaving his son, where it's like, oh, yeah, we should go on vacation sometime. And then next one is like, I'm really sorry about that, you know, Caribbean trip. Those coupons, they weren't real. And then it's, you know, him like promising something and then apologizing for not coming through on it. And it's just a string of those. And then we see Franklin, who's the James Morosini character, see him at like a group therapy saying like, I've blocked my father from my life. I don't need that kind of shit. And I think it'll be good for me. Thus,
learning to set boundaries.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's when Patton Oswalt realizes he's been blocked.
Like his only way of connecting with his son was social media.
Yeah. And like he was at this diner, and that's when he meets Becca, and he decides to basically steal her identity. And
suggested that he did it because that's what he did with his ex. And Patton Oswalt takes it to the next level.
Right. But then there is a very hilarious scene where he's like, "You're catfishing your son? That's real fucked up, dude."
Yeah, he's like, "That was my ex-wife. This is your son."
Right. Yeah, his response was great.
All right. So we kind of talked about it before. You all mentioned like you like the way, because they are talking via like instant messenger, and I love like the first time that they introduce the idea that Beck is just gonna pop up. Like I think they're in like the minivan or something. Mm-hmm. Like she just pops up and just delivers all of Patton Oswalt's dialogue.
Yes,
and
it was clever.
Really, yeah.
Yes.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. And they even did the reverse, like with Patton Oswalt visualizing his son, on his side of the conversation on how he was delivering things. Yeah, it was really nuts. Because when it started, I was like, is this movie going to be them typing on their phones the whole time?
Right.
So I'm glad that they found a good workaround.
But one of the funniest parts to me in this movie, like, I laughed the first time, laughed the second time, is because we're hearing their narration of the messaging, it shows how stupid text messaging is sometimes, like the shorthand that we've created, where, like, he says something and she says something, and it's like, oh, okay, ha 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 ha. Like, what's so funny? Yeah. Oh, I just didn't know what to say there. And then it's just them going like, ha, 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 ha. And then it cuts to him just like typing like the ha, ha, ha on his phone a lot.
Yes, everything is read verbatim. So yeah. Even if they're like, LOL, it's like, lol.
Yeah.
Well, there was one scene like towards the end where he's frantically typing and then she is recounting what he's saying, and it's like and she's like, what the hell?
Let's
like,
play a game.
Yeah,
right, because he's sure at that point Oswald is trying to drive and type at the same time and make a lot of
which you shouldn't do
grammatical. Yes, right, because it'll come across
as gibberish. Hard,
look what happened to him.
Right,
right.
Not because it's unsafe.
You're gonna get catfished by your dad.
Yes.
Let that be a lesson to all of you.
I do like as this progresses, I like Lil Ray being there to, like, he's always there to kind of just like admonish him, but also like, okay, if you're gonna do, like, when it's
enable
starting
him
to first get serious, he goes over to his house. He's like, oh, you know, you asked for my help. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. And then eventually it's like the,
like, internet kiss your son.
Yeah,
like, kiss
like
your son.
His son, like, kissing. He's like, you asked me over here for help. Now kiss your son. And then them showing Becca and Franklin kissing. And then it also, like, transitioning into Patton Oswalt and the actor kissing. It's very difficult to watch.
Yeah. John, you used the word cringy, and it is. It's a lot of cringy.
Well.
Especially that one sequence that was just.
So, yeah.
But with the weight of it all hits you, and you're just like, this is weird.
Yeah, so then later on, like, well, I'm just going to jump to it, but you get to the point where you kind of get the onion peeled a little bit, so you find out what Franklin thinks of his dad, and his dad was a cheat on doing, like, online chess. And so what he would do is, like, use a computer simulator to kind of cheat and use those moves, and then he would play against people, and then he would rank up based off of, they're basically playing the computer, so he's gaming the system. And so gets to a point where Franklin wants to, like, have, like, sexed with Becca, and he comes and he's like, he doesn't know what to do, and then he finally gets this idea that he's like, you know what, I'm going to game the system, and I'm going to pretend that to sext with Erica at the same time while he's trying to sext with Becca, and like he's trying to get all these, like, he's doing the same thing like with the chess program, and it's just going like back and forth. And then finally there's one where he's like, I'm so erect right now, and Franklin's like, what? And he forgot to send it to Erica, and he's like, are you talking about your boobs? And she's like, oh yeah, definitely talking about my boobs.
Okay,
and
I didn't know that could happen.
I didn't know that could happen. It's like, and it's just the back and forth. That whole scene is just, it's hilarious, and it's also just disturbing if you think about like what's.
It was really well done, because you get the text of it and the words, but also the visuals of these imaginary people like just going at it in their respective locations. It was really well done.
I agree.
Sequence.
Yeah,
yeah.
But a lot of good editing there, because you never really lose the thread in all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And it also, it definitely builds up to a supposed release. And it was all.
I don't care for that, Roy.
Yeah. I felt bad saying it.
Language, Roy.
I felt bad saying it.
Ew, release. Ugh.
Well, all right, Roy, take your headphones off for a second. Because I really did like, Erica is the Rachel Dratch character. And I do like that. Our introduction.
That
to
is Patton Oswalt's girlfriend in the film.
Yes.
And so also his clear. Boss, I believe. But she comes up to
him. I don't
know if
they're co-workers at the least.
I think she had an office.
Boss.
He had a cube.
Yeah.
I think she was her boss.
Maybe. But, I like when she comes up to him at the office and she's like, hey, did you get those pictures I sent you? He's like, what pictures are those? Oh, of my pussy. And it was just like, because it's Rachel Dratch and delivered so dryly.
It was so very unexpected.
Right.
Right. Yes.
And that's why it works. It's not
right,
gross.
I agree.
It subverted your expectations of where you thought that joke was going.
Because you'd expect it to be a wink, wink, nudge, nudge joke.
Right.
And instead, she's just like, oh, off my pussy.
Also, well, we didn't talk. I know we're all over the place here, and I apologize.
I know.
We all like this movie,
so
you should try and
it's
find
fine.
It and watch it. But
I apologize to whoever's listening to this podcast.
You know, it started off because Patton Oswalt and his son, they don't live in the same city, and eventually Franklin wants to go and meet Becca, and his mom won't take him, and he's not allowed to drive. So he asks his dad, and that's like they kind of have this turns into a little bit of a road trip movie at that point.
Because
and
this is like a 4-hour drive or something. Like I thought it was, isn't it? Like
I thought it was longer than that.
Well,
don't they stay in a night?
They're in a roadside hotel when this whole. You know,
he's in
yeah, you're
Maryland,
right.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know
he's in
where
Maine.
Massachusetts
Maine.
In Maine. That's not
yeah,
that
that's where they were. Her
Patton Oswalt's in Maine for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's in Massachusetts, according to the license plate.
I've never been to Maine.
Neither have I.
I'd like to go.
I've never been to Massachusetts.
Let's go. After we do our Martha's Vineyard trip.
We'll do Maine.
Shoot on up the coast.
Vermont. There we go. We can do Vermont and like.
I'm into it. I've been to Vermont.
Maple syrup, guys. Oh,
Vermont is a pretty state.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care for that, Ryan.
But all right. But I like even before the whole chess match, copying and paste thing. Becca and Franklin are talking, and he's like, "Oh, I'm such a loser." And she's like, no, you're not. And he's like, no, really, I am. And I just like that Patton Oswalt at that point, like having read this, just knocks on the bathroom door. He's like, hey, buddy, just want to let you know you're really great.
Well,
yeah.
So
not exactly subtle.
No. Well, then there's the one thing when like he was talking to him about like the coding and everything. And like when they're in the car, he's like, so how's the coding going? He's like, what? Like, he just brings it up out of nowhere.
How
he's
do you
like,
know that?
Oh, I think your mom was talking about it or something, or, you know.
So, what is the deal with the Rachel Dratch thing here that apparently Roy didn't like? Like, what? Can we get into that a little bit? Can we dig into that?
I thought that her, just how mean she was, it didn't feel genuine to me. So, her. Like aggressive swearing and how just direct and mean she was to Patton Oswalt. I just wasn't into it.
I don't remember her being particularly mean to him.
She was
a little aggressive.
Yeah, she was overtly sexual, but it wasn't.
She just cussed a lot, and I was just like, okay,
I
get it. I don't.
That's kind of Rachel Dratch.
I just didn't. I don't know. It just didn't hit for me.
Here's two more really funny Rachel Dratch parts. That I want to talk about because I wrote them down.
And she's only in the movie three times.
Right.
Yeah.
I do like when he's at one point, he's like, oh, you know what? My son and I were always pranking each other. And wouldn't it be really funny if, like, we called him and you pretended to be his girlfriend? And she doesn't understand, like, never spoken before. And I like the line where she's just like, it sounds like you're literally making this up right now.
Yeah.
I laughed at that part. That was funny.
And then eventually, like, after it's all like, you know, she's done it and it's not gone perfectly. She's like, look, what's going on? He's like, I can't tell you. Like, no, look, whatever it is, we'll get through it. It'll be fine. He's like, okay. And then it's just a hard cut to get the fuck out of my house. I loved all of that.
I even feel like the phone call to the son was funny.
Oh, it was.
Because
oh, yeah.
She doesn't know, like, what am I supposed to be
right,
doing?
Right.
And she's like,
what are you wearing? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. What are you wearing?
Like, what are you wearing? And she's like, you know, I'm wearing a dress and no panties. And she's like, I just got out of the shower. And he's like, I hope you did your laundry so you have some clean towels.
Oh, doesn't he then say something like, hey, like, you want to meet up sometime? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, fine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, sounds great. Then I thought, yeah.
Yeah. Very,
sure.
Very
great.
Funny.
She was great.
Sure.
Great. Best part of the movie, in my opinion.
Whoa.
Hey.
Man. No, but I wish she would have played both her part and Becca's part.
I guess I just wanted Debbie Downer. I guess
that's pull a real that's pearl.
The kind of Dratch I like.
Next, I guess. well struck, everybody.
There you go. Right. No, but like it. This film kind of challenges you too, is because you know with Patton Oswalt, like his character is just wholly unlikable at the beginning, and you're like. There is a part, it comes a time when, like, you are rooting for him to succeed, but it's just, like, when you think about all the things he's done, like, he's never been there for his kid, and, you know, he lies constantly, and he's catfishing him and doing all these things, and you're like, why am I rooting for this guy so hard? But it's, like, there's just an element that he brings, and I think, like I said, a testament to Patton Oswalt in this one, that, you know, you do end up rooting for him, you know, to finally connect with his son, and then...
I think
you know,
that's really good casting. For that character, he can pull this off in a way that few could. Because when it starts, you automatically want to root for him. Like,
yeah.
Because it's Patton Oswalt, so you're just like have that ingrained in you. So when he starts to do shady stuff like steal a dog,
not a that double was just
when it maybe
terrible.
I was like, that's how you're starting this movie. Give that dog back. Damn.
You got to put a baseline on him. Like, that's, oh, man, that's a low bar.
I'm sorry. Do you know how many dogs need adopted right now? Do you know how many other labs are out there? Go. Go to a shelter.
13.
Give this dog back.
Do you have the answer? Should I keep guessing?
How many are named Duke? How about that?
It's more than 13.
All right, more than...
Maybe more like 1,300.
No, that opening with the dog, though, does... It really establishes everything. Like
it gave you everything.
He's doing it for his son, and you feel that love towards his son. But like when his son's like, "But what if he's lost?" And Patton also just being like, "Eh?"
It's like maybe don't say anything. Yeah.
So they're on this road trip, and you know they're all this stuff. They're staying, and Franklin's getting ready. He wants to go meet Becca. And then, this was as far as scenes that I thought were shot really well, her breakup scene with him, like the I'm moving to California, and like they're down at the pool and she just starts like walking across the water. Mm-hmm. And again, like I understand how the effects of it, you know, plexiglass mm-hmm. underneath the water and whatever. But just like that, as soon as she just breaks up with him, she, you know, the way she just falls into the water, like it was just a very cool,
it was
like,
really
low budget, but it still looks nice.
Really mm-hmm. well done.
But
well, then, like, even following out that scene, like, Patton Oswalt messages Franklin again and, like, kind of tries to mend fences with him and is like, you know, like, I still love you, but, like, the scene of Becca, she still has, like, her hair's damp and everything like that. Like, I liked how they continued that thread. So it's like, she's still, like, she just
nice
emerged
touch.
From the pool and it's like, she could have been completely, because she has, like, a lot of, like, outfit changes in this one, and like every time they talk, she's always in a different, you know, situation or different like clothing option or something like that. Like one of the scenes is when Franklin and Becca are first talking, like he's talking to her and has like headphones and he's like walking down the street and like arms going in the air and they're like dancing in the streets and everything. And I thought that was a really touching scene.
I thought that was one of the funniest parts of the movie.
Yeah,
it was
like,
hilarious.
And then it smash cuts.
Especially the callback when they show you at the end.
Yeah,
and Patton in place. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, like then they just smash cut it, and then it's just Franklin dancing in the street like an idiot, and the neighbors are like, mm-hmm. "The hell's wrong with this kid?"
I also really like the part where he's texting with her in the grocery store, and Beck is just like. In the frozen food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I didn't know if we were going to progress to them getting to Maine, or do you want to talk about, like...
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, you know, they'd gotten to his house, and she had broken up with him, and, you know, he's kind of recovering and, like, going out with his dad, and, like, they go to karaoke, which is also really funny, because Lil Ray is, like, I'm singing Backstreet Boys. I literally never heard the song before, but I could sing any song up here right now and just terribly sing some Backstreet Boys.
It was so terrible.
Yes.
Awful. Oh, it's 98 degrees.
And that's the point where...
Oh, it was 98 degrees. You're right.
Oh, I thought he said Backstreet Boys.
It was.
He may have said Backstreet Boys, but
Either way, it was awful. Whatever.
Right away, I was like, oh, man, homegrown Cincinnati talent. 98
Yeah. Gotta pay respect to that 98 degrees.
No, but that's where you're talking about. I don't know the comedian's name. Lil Ray Howery. Whatever his name is.
Little Ray.
Rel. Little Rel.
Lil.
Oh, Rel? Rel.
Little Rel.
But, yeah.
Yes.
Like, throughout the film, he's on the fence a lot about it. Like, oh, well, now that you're in it, let's do this and do that. But at this point in the film, he's like, you just need to tell him.
Yeah.
Like, this is when they're all karaoke together. He's like, this is just weird, and there's no way out at this point.
Well,
and you're just gonna mess up the relationship even worse. So you might as well just come. So he's like, it's interesting that he's also like the voice of reason.
Yeah,
he's like our like window into this movie. Like he's like,
you're right.
Yes,
right. Yeah,
his reactions are our reactions.
Right. He's like, oh yeah, this would be funny. But then when he sees it, it's like, no.
This ain't okay.
Well,
right.
Maybe try this. No, never mind.
Abort.
But
when he was. When he was on the phone with him and he was doing something and you just hear him on the phone, abort! That was great.
So Franklin's still messaging Becca, but Becca's not responding. But Patton Oswalt's left his messenger on back at his workplace, and Rachel Dratch keeps hearing the chime. And when she sees all of these messages and realizes that she was part of the sexting escapade, and conveniently... for plot devices, he's got a big post-it note that's like ex-wife's new number, and so she calls her, and I really like this because it's all done like silent filmy with like even like old time like Frankenstein type music where it's like overly dramatic score,
and it's interlaced with shots of them playing at laser tag, Patton Oswalt and his son playing at laser tag, and I was like, this is really well edited.
It's all gonna explode. Well,
and that's the whole thing with this. Like once the story gets going, it's like you're just waiting for the shoe to drop. I know, Ryan, that's kind of why I think earlier you said that you don't necessarily like movies like that, but that's kind of like this is the conceit. It's like the whole movie you have that tension build up. It's like, okay, there's gonna come a point when this just all collapses and crumbles. And that was that scene where it's like everybody else knows except Franklin. And so now Patton Oswalt is forced. He's like, you know what? I have to come clean now. Because like everybody else knows about this and what I've done. And now I've got to come clean to my son.
But yet, that's not when he comes
but
clean.
No, I know it. And he doesn't.
And that's
he keeps
what
going.
I liked is it just
the
kept pushing
hardest,
that.
The most difficult thing to watch.
I 100% thought that when they went to the karaoke bar that Franklin was going to see Becca there. Like, I thought, like, when he went up there with his dad, I thought for sure, like, she was going to walk in and then he was going to, like, that was when the shoe was going to drop.
I can't understand why Patton Oswalt let him go into the diner. He caught him. He caught him before going in.
Yeah.
Why let him go inside? What's your follow-up plan here, fella?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to distract the boyfriend about being a busboy? What are you doing, guys? You're leaving your son alone with this person, and you know it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And that's where he set up, like, when he was rushing to catch him, that's when he's like, let's play a game. And, like, basically, let's pretend that we don't know each other. And that's when I felt the worst for Franklin because, you know, he has shown himself to be very shy throughout this entire movie. Mm-hmm. Like, even that woman who tries to talk to him when he gets out of rehab.
Oh. Yeah.
Good luck, Franklin. He's just like, sorry that you can't see my...
Just awkwardly waving.
Yeah, impression there. But, you know, she's trying to take his order and he's all like... thinks that they're playing some cute little game and I want extra syrup in another little pocket, and he's like being like cute but like disgusting.
Creepy. Yeah.
Syrup in my pocket.
Yeah, he's like
syrup all over the place.
Kind of intimating that he would like syrup all over her.
Right. Really. Yeah. Like this is some inside joke they have about syrup.
It got really creepy.
Yeah.
And
all from like original Becca's point of view. I was just like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Also, back it up a few minutes.
Yeah.
Who the hell just walks up to a person who's serving a table while they're taking an order? I couldn't wrap my head around this. I don't care their situation. You go into someone's place of work while they're taking an order. You just wait. You just wait until they walk away.
Not... You can't, that's right, not can't wait for love. Can't wait for love.
It's also not a good impression that you want to make. Like, right.
Because you know,
I'm
going to
interrupt you while you're taking these people's order. No, it's not a good look.
This is for our follow-up podcast where we talk about life as a server. So
dining off the reels.
It'll be good.
Well, I got a lot to say about it.
Sean, have you ever waited tables?
I have not waited tables, but I have been in restaurant service. So it's.
But I have been in restaurants ordering food restaurant. From servers.
I have been to a restaurant.
I have gone to a restaurant before.
I have interacted and communicated
I've
with
creepily stopped
staff
a waitress.
Well, what does that mean? You were in restaurant service, but you weren't a server. What did you do?
I worked at Pizza Hut, so I took like phone orders. I was never like a waiter. I was more.
But you're still customer service.
Yeah, yeah.
You still dealt with the public.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
The public.
especially in that industry. It's rough.
I just want to say the actor, director, writer of this film.
Yeah.
Yep. He reminded me of like Jake Gyllenhaal from Donnie Darko.
A little bit.
I can see that.
He had some Tobey Maguire to him too. Like
the way he would sheepishly look over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's really very Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, just the
Darko.
General
also, the
mopiness.
The hair was kind of the same.
Yeah,
too,
hair was
for
sure.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, everything happens. Everything happens in this diner. Everything blows up. Patton Oswalt finally comes clean. He's trying to explain to everybody what's happened. He's crying.
Could have done it outside.
He's
sweaty. Could have done it outside.
I know.
In private, and now you're in public, in front of everybody, making a scene.
Yeah.
At the local diner. No good.
And so then, you know, once again, he finds that he's been removed from his son's life, and then I can't recall like what happens between that moment and when he gets the letter from the wife.
Not much.
Not much.
It's a pretty fast turnaround.
Yeah.
Really, is that when all of the you see like all the previous scenes, except Patton Oswalt's in them now?
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. They replace Becca because now he's replacing his memories of Becca with his dad.
Yeah.
Which is
now I know that again, a lot of you have written to us, have left messages. We want more movies with Patton Oswalt open mouth tongue kissing another gentleman. This is your movie. You will see it in spades.
Oh,
and it's hot.
So this was actually my
yes, that part.
One of my bigger problems of the movie was just kind of how fast it all wrapped up. Like before you know it, he's catfished his dad to move in across the street from him, and I'd never really felt like he had like a cathartic moment. I just kind of felt like an easy button to me.
Didn't they say it was like 1 year later? I thought it was like only a year had passed since that happened.
I did not.
I guess you have to decide if he has really forgiven his father or if he just catfished him into moving next door as revenge.
Which is really, really, because he gets a letter from who he thinks is his ex-wife where it's just like.
Patton Oswalt, yes.
Right, Patton Oswalt. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, Chuck, you know, fuck you, asshole. But also, I kind of understand what you did. And I'm just letting you know there's a vacancy in the apartment across the street. So fuck you again. I hope you're well. And you're like, oh, okay. Maybe she realizes that like he just wanted to be close to the son. So then when he moves in and he's calling her and she's super confused.
That was a funny scene.
It was weird.
Where she is just not okay with what's happening.
Like, you can't move. I never wrote you a letter.
I think what I needed was... Because they made a point of going back and replacing Patton Oswalt. I needed that with the son, where he remembered reading the letter but saw his son reading it instead of his ex-wife. Like, maybe that would have helped
button it
up for me a little bit more.
The smidge of catharsis, and it's not much, and I think that because it's a true story, you have to just assume that catharsis came, but it would have dragged the story out longer than we wanted. And something we haven't talked about is that Franklin wants to be a video game coder. And when he was talking to Becca, she's like, you should absolutely do this. And she sent letters to all of these people in the tech industry, and he got a hit off of one of them. And so we see, after like the revelation has happened, we see Franklin, and he's working at one of these, you know, video game companies. And the guy comes up, he's like, hey, just want to let you know you're doing a great job here. He's like, oh, well, you know, thank you for the job. He's like, no, thank your friend. You know, if it hadn't been for them and how persistent they were, we might not have given you a chance. And I think that's when he moves at least a little bit towards forgiveness. Sure. But before you get to forgiveness, he's going to fuck with his dad. And so when Patton Oswalt realizes that his ex-wife didn't send the letter, he's looking over at the house, and it's just Franklin standing up in his bedroom window and just the creepiest little smirk
right
on his face.
So, yeah. I mean, what does that mean?
I think he wanted his dad to move closer.
I think that's what you're supposed to. I think that's how you're supposed to take it. But I would also like to think of it as
like mentally torturing him, so he has to live across the street from his ex-wife, and they'll constantly be butting heads.
Yes,
that'd be brutal.
Correct. It was like, this is what you did to me. You catfished me and ruined my life. So
now I'm
gonna,
I'm gonna possibly ruin your life across the country.
Or like two states away.
Well, that's cats.
But yeah, at least a two-day drive,
right?
Based on previous.
Based off staying.
But
in
I think
hotel.
I do. I agree. I think it's supposed to be him being. I wanted my dad closer. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I love my dad. Final thoughts. Everybody gives it the thumbs up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
definitely one that I don't think we would have come to had it not been a recommendation. So.
Yeah. I don't know that
good,
I would have watched
pick,
it.
Amy.
Yeah.
Ryan might have gotten there because of being a Patton Oswalt fan.
Correct. Yes.
And I have seen of his movies, and they're
and
all
it has good reviews.
Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I think he's a good actor, for sure.
Did you ever see the one? Like, it's him and Michael Rappaport, and they're football fans.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one's okay too, but it's also it's pretty dark.
Yes, it is.
So.
Yep. I also love Michael Rappaport.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah. Everyone on this show loves Michael Rappaport.
He loves A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he did that documentary about him. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Well, Roy, if you can remember, because it's been a minute.
I haven't done this in a long time.
Where can they find us?
You guys might have to help me out.
ComingOffTheReels.com.
ComingOffTheReels.com is our website, and we have a lot of content for you to enjoy. So if you liked this at all, give our website a look. We have hundreds and hundreds of episodes, loads of content. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/ComingOffTheReels. It's a wonderful way to support us, and a very fun tiers for you to try, starting at the $5 level all the way up to the $15 level. So check that out, and it is just a wonderful way to support us. We do appreciate all of our patrons, like Amy, who picked this show or this movie for us to watch. So thank you, Amy, for supporting the show and for picking this movie. We all really liked it, obviously, because we just said we did.
ComingOffTheReels@gmail.com.
We have an email. ComingOffTheReels@gmail.com is a way to send us a long-form email if you have a rant or if you wrote a thesis paper on this movie. Drew wants to read it.
Definitely.
I don't want to read it, but Drew definitely does. Social media, we're on the usual places. Give Coming Off the Reels a search. Say hi to us there. Josh Rodenberg did our original theme, so thank you for that. We still love it. And
you're doing great, champ.
Yeah, thanks.
Just wrap
thanks,
it up.
Right. Hey, so real fast, Roy, just like, I don't know if you want to side plug your other stuff, but I saw today you opened your Etsy shop.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is a plug my own stuff, but I did on
no,
Etsy.
No, definitely not. Let's wrap it up.
For some of my original artwork, you could go to Etsy.com/RK3Images. Right now I have some nice flowers for sale.
Very pretty.
A little flower painting.
Yeah.
I think they're lovely.
Right? So, look, you can support the shows in a lot of ways, including buying some more original Roy King artwork.
Thanks.
If you don't want to do the Patreon level, that gets you artwork. So,
loads of ways to get some drawings.
Right.
Got
all right.
Options.
Well, until the next episode, which will be Zach's recommendation. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Vinson.
I'm Sean McLean.
And I'm Roy King.
And this is Ben coming off the reels. That was like the quietest "I'm Ryan Vinson" I've ever heard.